Issues, etc. Reformation Week begins October 18th. 5 days of Reformation-themed programs with some of your favorite guests. And here's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen. It's a special church bulletin insert for Issues, Etc. Reformation Week. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Reformation Week bulletin insert. We have 4 different bulletin inserts for each time zone. Issues, Etc. Reformation Week.
It's an easy wedding anniversary to remember. 10, 10, 10. And for 7,200 couples in South Korea, that historic date on Sunday was the perfect occasion for a mass wedding ceremony. It happened about 60 miles outside of Seoul. Couples from around the world gathered to get hitched or renew their vows in the massive ceremony.
A really exciting day. It's a really amazing day. We have about 21,000 people here on this beautiful day participating with us. And we have about 55,000 people worldwide in 194 different nations of the world joining together via internet, all receiving the blessing on this day.
The Unification Church is known for its mass weddings and has been criticized by some for the large impersonal ceremonies. The couples joined in these ceremonies are not considered legally married until the unions are legitimized by officials in the couple's home countries.
Well, joining us to talk about that mass wedding ceremony and the man who presided, the Reverend Sungyong Moon, founder and leader of the Unification Church, Craig Hawkins. He's founder of Apologetics Information Ministry and former co-host of the Bible Answer Man radio program. Craig, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be with you again.
This is really kind of the public face of the Unification Church, these big wedding ceremonies, the Reverend Moon all usually on a stage outside hundreds of, if not thousands of couples gathered before him. What's going on there?
Nothing like getting married to like 3,600 of your closest friends. Well, Todd, of course, it's ostensibly it's the face of the Unification Church and Sungyong Moon. But it really actually tells us a lot about what they actually believe if we look beyond the sensationalism and the ceremony and the pomp and whatnot. Is basically this is all what this is all about is because Sungyong Moon believes that Jesus Christ failed. When Jesus came to the earth, Jesus failed in his mission because according to Moon, not the Bible, but according to Sungyong Moon, the purpose of Jesus was to come and to get a wife and procreate and have spiritual children, spiritual offspring, spiritual family. And he believes that Jesus got himself killed. That was not God's plan. And he got himself killed, indeed, before he could get married and have any children. Therefore, Jesus Christ is a miserable failure. But Sungyong Moon has come on the scene, actually for quite a while, and saying, look, Jesus failed, but I'm going to complete what he failed to do. And this is indicative of that because he's marrying off these people and they are perceived as the spiritual children of him and his wife.
So who do the members, if you will, of the Unification Church, who do they believe Sungyong Moon really is? How would they hold him in regard, so to speak?
Well, in fact, if I can quote, if you don't mind, directly from their 120-day training manual, I quote, Father, that is Moon, is sinless. Mother Moon, his wife, is sinless, and their children are sinless. Basically, Todd goes on to say, he is God. He is the divine incarnation, and he supersedes Jesus, because Jesus is a failure, and allegedly Moon is a success.
What is the theology? That's the framework that's at work here? Place Moon within that and their so-called system of salvation, if you will.
Well, really, according to the Unification Church, Moon is the source of salvation. You need his approval. You need him to sign off on your salvation, so to speak. And he's the center and circumference. And he's the core of religious truth. And so he's numero uno. Think of it. If I can use an analogy to those who are familiar with Mormonism, if it helps, great. If not, don't worry about it. But just as in Mormonism, Joseph Smith supersedes Jesus. Indeed, we're told in Mormon sources, as an analogy, only reason I'm mentioning this, Todd, that you need Joseph Smith's approval to get into the celestial kingdom, the highest level. So here it is. We are now told Jesus is superseded because, again, he failed, and therefore, Moon is really, he is the Father, and he is salvation, and everyone needs him.
What is man's basic predicament that puts them in need of Sung Young Moon?
Well, man is outside of a relationship with God, is not next to God, and so does need to be reconciled. He's in alienation from God, so he does need to be made right with God. That's about as close as it comes to Christianity, that there is a problem with humanity, and salvation and the deliverer, the Messiah, if you will, is Moon.
How does he do this? Is it just by simply associating with him, believing rightly about him personally, that one receives salvation?
Well, there's a number of ways that it happens here. But one does have to be associated with him. One has to receive him as their Messiah, as their Lord and Savior, and then to follow his example. Let me quote, for example, from, again, their manual. It says, Reverend Moon is a Messiah, the Lord of the Second Advent. And then it goes on to say, in another work, we atone for our sins through specific acts of penance. So we're back to a work's righteousness, but nonetheless, one still has to be in a right relationship with Moon, and then through acts of penance. Many people might remember, it's been a while, but where the Moonies were out, like the Hare Krishnas and others, at the airports and so forth, selling other wares and whatnot and raising funds. And so there's a number of things they do in working for the organization that are acts of penance to help atone for their sin.
How did all of this get started? I mean, obviously, the guy doesn't begin walking around saying that he is the fulfiller of Christ's failed ministry. What do we know about how the Unification Church and the Reverend Sung Young Moon got it all started?
Well, he believes, in some sense, that a divine being spoke to him, and God sent him and revealed himself to him and told him who he was, and that Jesus had failed and that Moon was to carry out the mission. Todd, maybe it'd be helpful if I mentioned there's a number of sources where one can derive information about the Unification Group, but their official document, their official work that they recognize is called Divine Principle. And in Divine Principle, we find a lot of this about Moon and his teachings. And this would be the idea, again, that God allegedly appeared to him and told him that he's the man. He's been tapped to take over for Jesus.
And if you give us just an idea of the kind of the scale of his followers, how would you characterize it?
It's fairly substantial. It's hard to get numbers. Some groups are notorious for not giving accurate numbers. But, I mean, there's anywhere from perhaps as high as a quarter million to half a million followers of Sung Young Moon.
We're talking to Craig Hawkins, founder of Apologetics Information Ministry, about the mass wedding ceremony that was led by the Reverend Sung Young Moon, founder and leader of the Unification Church, and the church that he founded on this Tuesday afternoon, October the 12th. You can join us with questions or comments. We are coming to you live, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can send us a tweet at @IssuesETC. We have Reformation Week coming up here on Issues Etc., a very interesting week, talking about all of the subjects surrounding or orbiting the Reformation of the 16th century, the means of grace, the theology of the cross, the doctrine of justification. We are bringing in the best guest for Reformation Week, just for you and for your instruction, but we need your help promoting this in your congregation. So what we've done is we've provided at our website special bulletin insert that has all the information about Reformation Week coming up here on Issues Etc. You can take this, download it, print it off, and put it in your church bulletin so everyone in your congregation can learn about Reformation Week here on Issues Etc. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Click support, and right there at the top of the page, you will find, according to time zone, four different bulletin inserts that you can download, print off, and put in your church bulletin. Do it for this coming Sunday, so that your fellow parishioners know about Reformation Week here on Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org. Click support right there at the top. Four different links for four different time zones. You can also watch a YouTube video right beneath that all about Reformation Week to tell you what it's about and what's coming up. When we come back, more on the Unification Church with Craig Hawkins of Apologetics Information Ministry.
noted author and Christian apologist Craig Hawkins on why you should support Issues Etc.
It's my pleasure to recommend to you Issues Etc. It's one of the few programs discussing crucial concerns for Christians. It's done in a dynamic format, again, discussing crucial issues, and in an insightful manner. The program is very much needed. In my opinion, it's one of the most important broadcasts on the air, and it's one of my favorites. So if you want to grow in your faith, know what you believe and why, then this program is for you. I want to encourage you to listen, and I want to encourage you to support the broadcast, both prayerfully and financially.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a tax-deductible gift today. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, or you can make a credit card donation at our website, issuesetc.org, Defending the Faith, Teaching the Truth, Issues Etc.
Defending the Faith, Teaching the Truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology, and we'd like to send you an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker. Welcome back. 10 more minutes with Craig Hawkins of Apologetics Information Ministry, talking about the Unification Church and the Reverend Sung Young Moon. I must believe that many of his followers are very sincere, but apparently the Reverend Sung Young Moon has become quite wealthy from his many followers. Talk about that, if you would, Craig.
Well, there's a couple of ways he's become wealthy, and to be fair to him, he's pretty savvy business-wise, and he's done a lot of investing. He owns a number of major newspapers and other media outlets and so forth, and so he's done very well, Todd. However, there's the issue of what I would see as taking advantage of his followers. To me, it's very similar to what you see with the Hare Krishnas or other organizations where part of what people do for the organization is they go out and beg or hawk their wares or what have you and sell stuff and work long, hard hours, often with little sleep, to make money for the organization. Perhaps Scientology is the most infamous in that fashion, but that's kind of indicative of some of these groups where people are slavishly devoted to them and work for them to fill their coffers, and then those funds are used for their various purposes and investments. And Moon invested well and is incredibly wealthy.
The goal here, as you said before, is to kind of form perfect families, thereby forming a perfect society, thereby kind of righting things with God the Father. Is it taught that the Reverend Moon himself has a perfect family?
Yes, indeed. He's perfect. His wife is perfect, and anyone who's joined with him is perfect. It's interesting, Todd. They do believe in a concept of original sin. They have this idea of sin, and one needs to be purified from this. And again, that's at least in two steps. One is identification with Moon, him and his wife as the divine parents, and then the acts that they perform for them as members of the divine family. And so also there's a lot of talk of spiritual and physical salvation. And so it's believed that Moon is really helping to bring them the physical salvation that they need. And he's going to usher in the kingdom of heaven on earth, which is interesting because he's about 90 years old now. We'll see how that all works out.
I got to wonder. I mean, I was watching the footage of this wedding ceremony and was struck by the man's age. Sooner or later, he's going to die. What happens then, as far as you can tell?
Well, I'm sure it'll morph into something else. I mean, already you think of the one deceased son of Moon. Basically, it's talked about that how he's ruling in the heavenly realms now. So I'm willing to bet that it just simply be, you know, when he dies, as we all, should the Lord tarry, as we all inevitably do, he's going to, they'll claim, well, he's just now ruling from the heavenly realms, just like his one son. And we should just see it from, it's I mean, these groups always, I never cease to be amazed at the ingenuity they have for dealing with discrepancies and contradictions. Think of, again, the analogy, using, I know a lot of those today, but of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, you know, predicting Jesus coming in 1914, 18, and all over the place. And when he doesn't, they say, well, he's ruling and reigning spiritually from Brooklyn, which is, of course, quite an honor, I guess. But at any rate, so it goes from a physical presence to a spiritual. And I think it's you and I both know he's going to die, and then they're going to have to say, well, he's ruling from the heavenly realms now with his other son. And we shouldn't be surprised, because Moon has done a number of, well, what do I call it? Meetings? I want to use the word seance, where he allegedly contacts his son, and then all these other beings appear, Moses, and allegedly even Jesus, saying how laudable Moon is and how we ought to listen to him and so forth and so on and so forth.
Is it taught that Moon himself is in any sense divine?
Yes, he is. He is the divine parent. He's definitely called that. They apply those titles to him directly. Now, there's still some kind of a god or being above him, because he's the one who called him. But in some sense, Moon has been himself divinitized. For example, listen to Divine Principle 369. It says, therefore, the Lord of the Second Advent must come to restore the whole of mankind to be children of God's direct lineage. And then we hear the Reverend Moon is the Messiah, the Lord of the Second Advent. So he is called the Lord. Indeed, in another place in Divine Principle, 509-512, we're told, indeed, it says directly to him, listen to this, there can be no doubt what they think, this can be none other than the Lord of the Second Advent. Now, we've already been told that's who, that's Moon, who is to be born on the earth as the King of Kings, and who will realize the kingdom of God on earth. And that is, he must come again in order to complete the physical salvation. So there's that idea of physical salvation, and he's called literally the King of Kings. And he is, according to the Unification Church and Divine Principle, their main work, he is the Lord of the Second Advent.
So you're joined in marriage by the Reverend Sung Young Moon. You endeavor to make for yourself the perfect family. Is that done by following Moon's example? How do you know, if at all, if you've achieved it?
Well, I think really there's no way to know you have achieved it, just like all the other groups. That's why you got to work so hard, because you're never quite sure if you made it until the judgment day. But what they'll say for sure is, what we know is that if you're not connected with Moon and his wife, then being divine children of the divine family, and then doing penance and works of repentance for them, it's whatever else it may be, it's the case you certainly can't be saved otherwise.
What is their picture? I mean, Christianity has an eschaton. It has the return of Christ. You've already mentioned it. It has a judgment. It has the kingdom that is to come, a new heaven and a new earth. What's the end? What is the goal of all of this, according to the Unification Church?
Well, it's really kind of like heaven on earth. He's supposed to usher in the kingdom that we read about and we talked about earlier. So he's supposed to usher in the divine kingdom. And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here, but you know, how much longer is he going to live? We're going to see how all that's going to work out. So they think that Christians have been confused by, for example, even doctrines of heaven and hell. And really, heaven is going to be the kingdom of God being ushered in by Moon.
Does the Unification Church explicitly refute Christianity? I mean, I know it claims to be a fulfillment, like so many groups do, of true Christianity. Does it refute Orthodox Christianity?
Well, Todd, now we're getting down to nuts and bolts. Sure it does, of course. The Bible to them would basically contain some truth. The Bible, quote, however, is not the truth itself, but a textbook teaching the truth. But, of course, they would say, and that was a direct quote, that we have misinterpreted, misapplied it, and there are errors in the Bible. And so while the Bible has some truth in it, it's been tampered with, it's been messed with, misinterpreted, just like Mormonism. They accept the Bible, quote-unquote, insofar as it's correctly translated. They alone have the ultimate or the true truth, and that's why we've got to go to them for salvation. So not only is the Bible the material source of our revelation from God in air, they would say, but then all the Christian doctrines of the doctrine of salvation, talking about the Reformation, of course, coming up here, celebrating that at the end of this month, but the denial of the person and work of Christ, that he is fully divine, the Son of God, God the Son, and that he alone is salvation, that he alone upon the cross, instead of being a failure, in fact, John 19:30, tetelestai, it is finished, paid in full, complete, finished, that he paid for our sins in full upon the cross for us. This is all denied by the Unification Church, and of course, Moon has his own theological system put in place, but it is a complete and total denial of historic Orthodox Christianity. Once again, we shouldn't be surprised. They play a lot of lip service to the Bible and to Jesus. He's given a lot of honor, like in Islam, oh, he's a prophet. He's not the greatest, and he's not the greatest in the Unification group as well either.
Folks, you can check out the website for Craig Hawkins and Apologetics Information Ministry tonight. Just go to ours, issuesetc.org, click Listen on Demand. Craig Hawkins is founder of AIM, Apologetics Information Ministry. He's former co-host of the Bible Answer Man radio program. Craig, thanks for being our guest.
Oh, Todd, my pleasure. Always great to be with you guys.
Well, we've mentioned the Reformation here. It's probably a good time to mention our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Reformation Month. It's called Lutheranism 101. It really is, well, it is a textbook. It's a textbook intended to either introduce or reintroduce you to the truths of the Lutheran Reformation, that 16th century Reformation that persist today. Really more than just introducing you to the historical fact of the Reformation, this is what was rediscovered of Holy Scripture in the Reformation. Grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and Scripture alone. Lutheranism 101 is that in a nutshell. It will explain to you, if you've forgotten what you should have learned, or if you've never learned it in the first place, what it means to be theological descendant of the Reformation. Find out more about Lutheranism 101 at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and order Lutheranism 101. I highly recommend it. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Lutheranism 101, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk about Christians and video games. Pastor Jonathan Fisk will be our guest. I think he knows a little something about video games, and he's written recently, if I'm not mistaken, about World of Warcraft. We'll see what he has to say about Christians and these highly immersive, some would even say addictive, video games. Didn't Jesus warn us? And it certainly applies in this case. There will come many in my name who will lead many astray. Some will even say, I am he. I am the Christ. And isn't that what the Reverend Song Young Moon is saying? Now you look at that and you say, how ridiculous. How could anyone believe him? But many do. Christ was right. Many would come and lead many astray. What are we to do? Keep our eyes fixed upon the true Christ, who is revealed only in Holy Scripture, the true and only Savior of all mankind. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.